Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. I bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We give him glory for another new day that the Lord has made, and we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. What an awesome God we serve. We give him praise for every day, every hour, every moment that we can breathe and be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We bless him. Glory to God for all his great and mighty acts. He is awesome. I can't give him praise enough. Amen. Even when the challenging times, which is happening right now, glory to God be the glory. You would not believe. I have two computers up. Can you believe both of them? I know God got a mighty word, powerful word of the anointing to flow tonight. Both ones are down just that quick. One was in operation just a couple of minutes ago. This one over here was pulled up and went berserk. But that's just let you know that the devil is busy. But nevertheless, whatever God has for us, he will manifest. And as long as it's in his will, no matter what the enemy does, it will, glory, turn around for the good. And we will hear what thus said the Lord this night. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to go to my phone and work it through the phone. We will do that. But I've never had... I know they have play games like this, but I've never had it just in just the same couple of minutes with both of them shut down. But in the meanwhile, glory to God, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. I praise him, glory to God, for this time that we are looking forward to a mighty move of God tonight with our the Lord servant, but glory to our sister in Christ, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, glory to God, none other than Apostle Pastor Charlotte Mitchell. Praise the Lord. And there is a word from the Lord and a word in her belly. The Lord bless that this woman of God is in love with Jesus and she loves God's people. Then we bless God, glory to God, that she does study to show herself approved and speak, glory to God, as God give her to speak, and I thank God for her boldness. It's not supposed to be introduction time, but I have to give some praise to the Lord to magnify him and put, the enemy to flight, because we stand on God's word and his promises and what the Lord, glory to God, has in store for us tonight. I'm looking forward to God's movement. And so no matter what, no devil in hell going to stop and block what God has. Glory to God. So we're gonna look forward to, praise the Lord. You all, I got it on my phone. Praise the Lord. I have to find that. Can we find this particular song for Pastor on this phone here. Amen. Since I have to do everything on the phone now, let's see if we can find that for her. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. But in the meantime, we have, at least we'll have you all on, and then if I can find this particular song for tonight, then we'll play that. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're going to use this phone. It does the same work. Praise the Lord. All I need to do is make sure that, glory to God, that I can get the numbers up. And so bless the Lord, we can do that. So in the meanwhile, glory to God, we are going to prepare ourselves now for the reading of the scripture. We're going to praise God after reading the scriptures and do a short prayer. We're going to open the line for introduction with Pastor to, glory to God, and play this particular song that she desired for tonight. And we're going to let the woman of God have free reign to move as God has placed in her spirit. Glory to God, whatever is needed for the body. And I believe we're going to be blessed in a mighty way. Amen. Praise the Lord. James, glory to God, the first chapter, second verse, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that waveth is like the wave of the sea, driven in the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Praise the Lord. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he be exalted. Praise the Lord for the reading of the word. And pray, glory to God, that we govern ourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory and praise, for truly this is the day that you have made. God, help us to have that attitude of gratitude and rejoice in it daily. Help us to have the mindset to give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Deny this flesh, the flesh, and crucify it. God, we pray asking you forgiveness for every offense, any transgression against your word. God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us not to be truth breakers, glory to God, but help us to be covenant keepers in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you today. We thank God for Jesus, most of all, being our Savior, deliverer, healer. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for him being our way maker. Oh, God, we thank you for you being our protector. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being our peace, glory to God, maker. And we thank God that you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. Thank you for being our healer. By your stripes, we were healed. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word to heal. All of this was done at Calvary, but the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. So, God, help us to receive what you say and have the patience to wait on you, but continue to pursue after you with no reservation, hesitation, or procrastination. God, help us to know your word when it comes
forth, glory to God, it will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. It may not manifest in our eyes at the time that we think it ought to be, but you're always on time. And Romans 8:28 said you turn everything around for the good for those that love the Lord, work it all for the good for those that love the Lord and called according to your purpose. God, and we are these your people as we come in your presence. God, and anything in our lives that's not like you, we ask you, Lord, to reveal and cleanse us from any, glory to God, error. Help us not to be repeat offenders. We pray, glory to God, there will be no flesh on parade in our lives as we're supposed to be the light, glory to God, and be on the hill. God, help us in the area of, glory to God, that we're short. You said many of the afflictions are the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. God, help us to have that repentance heart according to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the body of Christ as we believe in to come together the more, the sleeping giant to wake up as we come in alignment with your word, because glory to God, there's so much going on in this hour, glory to God, in the land, all around the globe, and God, we need our lights to be on. We need, glory to God, not to be truth breakers, that people can see that the Christ in us. And you said in your word, they'll know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. So we pray one for another, bearing one another burdens, and glory to God, having the love of the agape, God, help us to manifest the more. God, help us, glory to God, to be believers of what your word says, regardless of the opposition that come against us through the enemy. In the name of Jesus, you want us to have that abundant life, to be healed and whole and blessed and prosperous. But God, help us to first seek you and your righteousness and know that you'll put everything else in order. We thank you tonight for your servant woman, God, that you are blessed, glory to God, this apostle. Use her for your glory. Stir up the gifts even the more and continue to touch her body, her mind. Bless, glory to God, compassion minister. Glory to God. Pray, glory to God, for the ministry that you're giving us. Pray, glory to God, for the family. We pray, glory to God, that you bless her to be, glory to God, the gift that you've given to us tonight, that it'll be used for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, that for those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, open our ears even the more and help us, glory to God, to hear and obey. We pray, glory to God, that you bless these, your people that's on the line. Hallelujah. Whatever the need is, we are praying as the word go forth, Lord, they'll find out, glory to God, what it is that, glory to God, you want to speak to us and also that what we need to do. And we bless you for it and we glorify you. Cover us all as well as our families and our church family. We so carefully give you the praise, the glory, and honor for all that you do. The El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. God, we thank you for being our protector too, Jehovah Jireh. We bless you, glory for Jehovah Salah. We bless you, glory to God, for Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. Help us allow you to sanctify us even the more, and let, glory at the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, have free reign. If we don't override him and grieve him, but let him have free reign in us, God, and we will find ourselves over and over and over in the blessed plan of the Lord. Not saying that we'll be exempted, glory to God, for trials and tribulations, but you said, be of good cheer. You've overcome the world, because greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. So we bless you tonight as we look forward, glory to God, for a greater move of God, even the more, and even the confirmation of things you've already said and things yet to come. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Mitchell, are you on?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Well, I'll pray glory to God. God's blessing. I'm going to do it this way so that way you can play the song and also let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign, and I won't interrupt anymore. Well, not interrupt, but I won't come on again until you finish, and I pray God bless that you have free reign to just let the Lord use you in whatever capacity you have. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her for being from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank God for her. Glory, a woman of God that is anointed of God, not, glory, got no exalting flesh, but truly with the word, with the anointing, with the love of God being manifested in her life. Thank God, glory to God, for the hunger that she had for a desire to fulfill the will of the Lord in this race here. Glory to God on this journey. We pray God continue to bless. Thank God that she's true to the word. She's true, even, glory to God, in fellowship and for friendship. We pray, God, that you use her for your glory. Keep her, glory to God, in your care as you use her for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What's the sense of life? In his arms,
A little bit today in my sermon. God brought us back and brought me back through some times, and this is a little precursor. I mean, he brought me back through times when we were talking about, today I preached out of Exodus 33 and talked about Moses, and in that conversation and bringing across the word, it brought me back to, we said, I met God. That was the title. I met God. M-E-T. I met God. And in that message, just through the message and through looking through the word and God giving revelation, so at the end, God brought it back in the recesses of my mind how many times I was supposed to be dead. If it was up to the enemy, how many times he spared me. And I shared at the end, you know, about three or four times when, you know, according to the worldly standards, I was supposed to die. But I didn't. He kept me. And then I shared three, and when I shared three, it was like I asked one of my other ministers to start ministering. And when he began ministering, God brought three more instances in my mind. And I shared with them. I said, God told me, look, he said, these are three more. And I was able to name three other times when I was supposed to be a goner. That's what we say in Louisiana. You know, I was a goner, man. He was a goner. I mean, you know, if it was up to the enemy, I was supposed to die. And God brought three more times, and then he told me after that, he said, and that's just the ones you know about. Thank you, Lord. He said, now that's just the ones I know about. In other words, there are other times that we don't even know. And just as it is with me, I'm sure you can think, and you can recollect, and you can think about times where it was up to the enemy, you were supposed to be gone by now. But God, huh? But God. And so when I think of that song, Falling in Love with Jesus, it was the best thing I could have ever done. Because I started off rebellious about the fullness. And it wasn't rebellious about Jesus as much as it was the fullness, because, you know, I was a Baptist girl, and I was satisfied right there in that little religious spot. Leave us, give us just a little bit, and we could keep going on. And my mama got filled with the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues and all. I didn't understand all of that. Nobody in the family understood all of that. And so, you see, I was so used to going to church like we go to church on Sundays, a dab a do, and then you go and do what you do. And when my mama got deep into it, then it was like, no more. This everything was the devil. Turn the TV off. We can only watch PTL. And as I think I was 12 going on 13 at that time. And to me, she wrecked my life in my mind, in my heart. I didn't know any better. She had wrecked it. She took everything away. No longer Halloween. I had to go to Hallelujah night. I had problems. I was like, I have to say, what is this? What's going on? She opened the door and told me, the devil got to get out. Me and my sister, we looking at each other. We're like, what's going on with this lady? Oh, fast forward. I'm 22, 23. God got a hold of my life at 22, 23. I just realized, I think it's my first time realizing, I think I was 12 going on 13. He got a hold of me 22 going on 23. 10 years later, and I was in that place where I got a hold of God, and I knew who he was for real, and my life turned a 180 degree with the quickness. People, I mean, it was a quick turnaround. God got a hold of my life at the age of 22 going on 23, and I've been running. And I'm 52 right now. I just thought about it. It's like these numbers, you know, 30 years ago. And he got a hold of my life, and I'm going to say, I'm not tired yet. I haven't turned back. I just run for him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I appreciate him. And I don't know beyond a shadow of doubt. Like I tell my children, God can't be a grandfather. You can't make it in on me. You're going to have your own relationship. Because, see, when I was younger, I was thinking, well, my mama got the relationship with God. You go to my mama, you know, she got me. Well, God can't be a grandfather, you know, and that's what I learned in life. And that's just me just sharing a little bit that was on my mind and my heart. Now we're going to jump into the word. I felt the Lord leading me to share with you. Let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 22. And I'm really going to talk about, if you're into writing notes and you like a title, it's all about the territory. That's the title. But I'm going to go ahead and prelude us with 22. But we're going to go all the way down because we're going to talk about the man that dealt with the spirit legion. So, but we're going to start at 22. And 22, Luke 8, verse 22 says, now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake. And they were filling with water, and they were in jeopardy. 24. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he rose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, where is your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. 26. I want you to take note of 25, okay? And then look at 26. He say, then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite of Galilee. That's why they had to go to the other side. See, they were on opposite sides. Verse 27. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time. That was the man with the spirit of legion. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house but in the tombs. I think I'm going to stop there because I think I'm going to carry on. We're going to take it from when he step out of the boat. We're going to take that. I want to talk a little bit from 22 up to this point. And I think I want to bring some emphasis on the very first statement and the verse 22 when he said, let us cross over to the other side. Now, if you're with Jesus and Jesus said, let us go to the other side, we got to believe and know that we're going to the other side. He didn't say, let's try to go to the other side, let's approach going, or let's attempt to go to the other side. But he said, we're going to the other side. And so it is, so as it was with them, it is with us. When God's saying, let us do whatever it is we're doing, you got to know that we're going to do it. It doesn't mean that storms won't come. It doesn't mean that obstacles won't come. It don't mean that barriers won't come. But we got to take him at his word. We're going to the other side. So when a storm, the winds, I don't care what come in your life, we got to already know and be solidified. Stand in faith, stand and remain, even if you got to do it trembling and shaking, knowing that we're going to go to the other side because Jesus said, let us go what? To the other side. And so what I like about this is when they was on that, and first of all, when he said, let us go to the other side, the Bible says, and they launched out. That means they moved out on his word. corresponding action, because that's the same thing with faith. When we believe God and we say we believe, the faith itself has corresponding action. It had it with the lepers, right? Remember when he told the lepers to go show yourself to the king? And guess what? Corresponding action. They had to start walking. See, movement releases the miracles of God. You can say you believe not until you move. God been having me like ministering to my church over and over about keep on moving. And the song comes to my mind. It's a worldly song. Y'all know Soul of Souls. She had a song that says, keep on moving, don't stop. But it's like, keep on moving. God is saying, keep on moving. And then he showed me another time. He told him, keep on moving with our brother Wayne said, let my people. He told Pharaoh, let my people go. When he told him to let my people go, guess what? The Bible said he cried out to God while they was running. And they had their Nikes on running while the horses, the chariots, the Pharaoh had released 600 chariots and horses. And he said his chosen ones. And you could hear the footsteps of them chosen horses. And they running with their Nikes on. Could I say their sandals? And they running. And he cry out to God. And God said, look, Moses, don't cry out to me. He said, keep on moving. Because God showed me there's miracles and there's miracle in movement. And miracles in the movement and the miracle and the power of God is released when you begin to move. See, you can say you believe, but corresponding action is what released the miracle and the power that God, that you believe in God for. See, when he told those lepers to go and show themselves to the priest, it was when they moved, they began to move, the leprosy fell off of them. Come on in here. It's almost we got to remember this power in the release. Now, I didn't mean to go there, but somebody must needed to hear that. And so I love the fact that when he said, let us go, they responded. They launched out, didn't wait a moment. And then when the storm came, and that's when they got a little shaken, you know. They got a little shake. They got a little nervous in the service when the storm came, and they came out there like, don't you see that we perish? Like, come on. And it's amazing how we see the disciples do that, the Israelites, regardless of what miracles they saw God perform. Soon as trouble came, they go back and say, no, what? It's like that two-mindedness, you know, that double-mindedness, that two, you know, when things are good, it's all good. And the minute something comes that's not good, you're ready to fold in the towel, and then ask God about it. It reminds me a little bit of the Shunammite woman. She was a powerful woman. One day, when my sister invited me back home, we're going to talk about that Shunammite woman. But that Shunammite woman, there was power. There was so much power in that story. There's so much revelation God has shown me. But one of the things she did, when he touched that deep part of that area that she had a deep desire for that child, but she had suppressed that thing, had gotten over it. She continued to live for the Lord and love the Lord because she perceived that he was a man of God. She continued to do the will of God and do the work. And when he hit that spot when he said, next year around this time, you're going to bear a son. She said, now, don't play with me. If y'all remember the story, she said, don't play with me now. She told the man of God, don't play with me now, because that's something that was deep down in my heart. Come on, that was a dream. How many of us have hidden dreams and things that we think because time has gone on, it's not going to be so. As long as you're alive, guess what? Whatever that hidden treasure is, whatever that hidden desire is, God said, I'll still give it to you. I'll still release it unto you. And when he told her she had it, she got that son, and y'all already know what happened when your miracle died, the thing you've been believing for, he died. As soon as she went back to the man of God, she said, did I ask you for this, son? She went right back. She flipped on him. She said, did I ask you for this? Because in other words, you done gave it to me and I allowed it to die. I'd be better off without it. Well, didn't the Israelites do the same thing? You brought us out here to die? Boy, that's something about human nature, huh? Isn't it something about the humanity and the human nature, the natural nature of man and how he'll flip? And that's the way they were. He said, let's go to the other side. They said, okay, let's go. It was all good. But the minute the storm came, don't you see that we're perishing? Like, where are you? Come on, how could you sleep? And then, of course, we know what Jesus did. Jesus calmed the wind. He took authority. He took control of it. He implemented and executed his power. And the scripture tells us in verse 25, I told you to hang on to that. I love this part because what he said, he said, where's your faith? And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, this is what they said to each other, who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Now, keep in mind, they asking, who could this be? Now, let's jump on to verse 27. And the Bible said, and when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in a tomb. 28. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. Come on in here. Basically, look at this. That means that this conversation was a supernatural conversation being had right in front of disciples' eyes. You know why? because they just said in 25, who is this man? They wouldn't even, they didn't even know to the level who Jesus was. But when they got there, that demon knew. Come on, that devil knew exactly who Jesus was. What did he say? He said, Son of the Most High God. He called him who? Jesus. Son of the Most High God, I beg you, do not torment. Let me tell you what that devil said. It was like Jesus had landed on a cruise. He was taking a cruise, him and the disciples. They cruised right on over on Carnival over there to the land of the Gadarenes. And there's a man that's perplexed and bothered with a spirit called Legion. And the Bible said he fell, dropped down to the ground, and he began to tell Jesus, you know, basically this is what he was telling him. Can I rephrase it for you? He was telling Jesus, I sent the storm, but I noticed it didn't stop you. Come on in here, because when they were on their way to the Gadarenes, what happened? That's where the storm came from. He said, I sent the storm, but the storm didn't stop you, so I know what's up right now. So you made it over here, so I know you came to cast me. This is the demon talking. I know you came to cast me out, but I'm concerned about the territory. That's why I told you, if you like to keep notes, the note tonight is it's all about the territory. Don't take it personal, because guess what he said? If you're going to get rid of me, in other words, you're going to cast me out, so cast me out into the swine. Now let's read it. Look at 28. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me. 29. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. 30, Jesus asked him, saying, what is your name? And he said, Legion, because many demons have entered him. 31, and they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Listen to this, 32. Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain, so they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. So he said, okay, don't. And see, he was concerned about the territory. It wasn't about the man as much as it was about the territory. I'm talking about the demon. But God was concerned about the man. Listen to this. Watch this. Because he told him, he said, you're going to cast me out. See, don't make me leave the whole territory. Send me into those swine. And look at this, 33. Then the demons went out of the man. They entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. And when those who fed them, you know, saw what had happened, they fled and told into the city. They ran into the city and told them, and into the country, 35. And then they went out to see what had happened. You want to win a city? You want to know how to win a city? Allow a miracle to occur. Be a part of a miracle. Be a part of a deliverance, and you'll win a city. What happened was, when that demon went into that swine, you can imagine those herdsmen saw that all and was like, oh, my world. And they saw the pig swine get out of hand, go crazy, go, we could call it buck wild, and then run down and drown themselves. The herdmen ran into the town to tell them about the man who cast the demon out of the man who had legion, and they ran into the pigs with the pig. You can imagine what happened. You want to take a city? You want to take your city? You get in a place where you consecrate yourself. Get in a place where the miracles of God come show up in your life. Get in a place where miracles come through, deliverance come through, and guess what it's going to do? It's going to cause people to come. Come and see Jesus. We want more people to come and see Jesus. And so he found the man. When they came, they found the man from whom the demons had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. They were concerned. You guys, they're looking like, wait a minute, what happened? Because we watched this man all these years who had been dealt with, who's been dealing with these demons. 36. They also, who had seen it, told them by what means who he had been demon-possessed was healed. 37. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized and with great fear, and he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your own house and tell what great things God has done. And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Now what I want to say is very, very important. A lot of times, things that we're taking personally, when we're being offended, and it's so important that you don't take it personal, because it's not about the man. Even when the struggles in your life come, when the barriers come up, when the demons try to manifest in your life, even before you gave your life to Christ, any areas of your life where there was a stronghold. It wasn't personal. It wasn't about you. Sometimes it's about the territory. It's about the area. Sometimes when God used you to go and minister into the lives of someone, and you're ministering and ministering deliverance, sometimes it's about the territory. So we got to know when we up against a territory, that's a territorial demon, and we got to know the difference when it's just a demon that's just tormenting an individual. And so what I want to say is, just as it was for that man, that they took that trip. I want you to look at that. They took that trip. When they got on that boat and went to the other side, they went over that. Jesus went through the storm, and he pushed through the storm to get to that one man. He'll do it for you, too. Come on in here. That one man, you know how we know it was just for that one man? Because when the miracle was done and that man was cleansed, he got back on the boat and went back to the other side. Come on in here. And so just as God did it for that one man, he'll do it for you. And so God is so awesome. He'll push through the problems. He'll push through the obstacles. He'll push through the opposition. He'll push and bring you through the storm, and he'll come through the storm for you to get you delivered, to get you out of that place. Come on in here. That's the kind of God we serve. And so just as he did for that man, what I love about it too, today I talked about I met God, M-E-T, meaning you got – a lot of times before you can say that you really met God, and of course we were talking about Moses and how, you know, in Exodus 33, how Moses spent a lot of time. He was telling God, you know, if your presence isn't with me, don't send me, you know. And he was telling him, you know, you're going to send me over there, but don't send me without your presence, because I realize I'm not just a good leader. I'm not doing things because I'm a leader, a good leader. Things happening because of your presence. He recognized it was God's presence. But we know in order to say you met God, that's what you're going to need. You're going to need a miracle. And when and now I'm telling you a little bit of what I taught today. You're going to need a miracle. And when I say you're going to need a miracle, see, when we think miracles, we think of healings, people getting out of wheelchairs and all. Yeah, that's a miracle too. But I'm going to tell you one of the greatest miracles is a heart change. Come on in here. That man who had lesions, that was a miracle. When you get a heart change, you get set free, you get delivered. That's one of the greatest miracles you can get. Remember in Luke 5, y'all, when the man was lured down and his friends brought him in through the roof? And the man came in through the rooftop? And that man looked up to Jesus, and Jesus looked down at the man. And the man looked up at Jesus, and Jesus looked down at the man. The man looked up at Jesus, and Jesus looked down at the man. And the man was crippled in his body, but God saw the crippling in his heart. He said, your sins have been forgiven. God is more concerned about saving your soul as he is healing your body. I need y'all to get this. Our God is good. So a lot of times when you say, I met God, that means, guess what, I received the miracle of God. That means I received the heart change, which is the greatest miracle. And then I had experiences with God. I mean, look at when we look at the life of Moses. Moses had so many experiences with God. You got to remember, he had the cloud that came in his tent that spoke to him. And God said, face to face. And we're not talking about literally face to face. It was voice to voice, but God and Moses were friends. He had experiences. The Bible said when the cloud would go in his tent, everybody would stand afar and know. God was communicating with Moses because he had that cloud that would come to him and would talk to him. Not just that, when they got hungry, he fed a manna. He saw bread on the floor. He saw a cloud speaking to him, but yet he wasn't satisfied. He continued to say, I want more. Show me your glory, God. Show me your glory. God said, I love you, Moses, and I love the fact that you want to pursue me, because God loves being pursued, and he liked the fact that we don't stay in a place of complacency or stagnancy, and that he loved the fact that Moses wanted more. He said, just one problem, Moses. If I show you my glory, you're going to die. So he said, what I do for you, Moses? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put you, oh, I see a rock, Moses. You fit perfectly in that rock. And because you fit perfectly in that rock, Moses, I'm going to let you get in that rock. And in that rock, I'm going to put my hand over that rock. And as I pass by, I'm going to remove my hand so you can see my hinder parts. Our God is awesome. And so he wants us, regardless of where you are, what level you are, wherever you are in your walk with God, in your life with God, in your love and revelation, don't ever get to a place where you arrive. Continue to press, continue to pursue, continue to push and push forward for his glory. Get to know him more. I love that about Moses. Moses wasn't satisfied. He kept wanting more. He wanted more. And I'm going to tell you this. It was so awesome. It was so beautiful, because you remember at the Mount of Transfiguration, y'all? In the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus went to that high mountain, the Bible tells us that when he went, guess who showed up on one side? Moses was on one side and Elijah was on the other. I believe with everything in me that God's got a sense of humor. I know all y'all people who know God, and when you really have a relationship with God, he does have a sense of humor, you know? I believe God, you know, we know Moses had already died, but I believe God told Moses, hey, Moses. Moses said, yeah, God. He said, hey, Moses, you still want to see my glory down there?
Yeah, God, yeah, you're okay, because Jesus is getting ready to do some a real cool thing down there. You want to see it? Yeah, God, I want to see it. Okay, you can see it. Moses stood there, and Moses said, well, God, I don't know how to do like that. You just to get down there, and then and God shoop, put him down, and he came down. And before you know it, there he was, right there with Jesus. He was right there with Jesus. He was right there with Elijah. And I believe God did that because you remember Moses didn't get to see the promised land, but he got to see the promised land. Get it? God is so awesome. He allows Moses, the same man that he allows to put him in that rock, to be in that rock. When he could see his hinder parts, he allowed him to have conversation with Jesus, the rock, the solid rock. You got to remember everything in the Old Testament is types and shadows. And the Old Testament is the concealing. And the New Testament reveals the concealed of the Old Testament. So I love it how Elijah, the prophet, Elijah represented the prophet, and Moses represented the law, and Jesus represented the fulfillment. When you look at the Mount of Transfiguration, all of that one time, different times, I get a chance to teach and talk and break down more of it. But I tell you, it's just awesome when you think about the fact of how how Moses was able to get to that place. To have that conversation, and God showed him that was the rock that I put you in, and he said you fit. It was so awesome because he told Moses fit perfectly in that rock. You fit perfectly in this rock, and then he said the rock, Jesus, the manifestation. Now all of us can fit in that. Come on in here. It's not limited to one person now because he was pierced five different places, right? Two in his feet, two in his hands, and one in his side. And he said, guess what? With the two in the feet, if by chance you came to a place where you were pride, you were walking in pride, and if you humble yourself, then I'll let you through the door of my feet. He said, and if you need me and you feel you know you've been in sins and in darkness, then I'll let you into my hands. And he said, if you've been in pain and emotionally turmoil and pain and emotional abuse, trauma and all, I'll let you in through the piercing of my side. But now you can come in. There's room. There's room for all of us. And I just love that about our God. He's awesome. He's saying, just like he told us, Jesus, we know Jesus is the rock. He said, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All others are sinking sand. And so just as it was with him, it is with us. One day we shall behold him face to face. And what I love about our God, as we continue to move forward in him, as we continue to love him, continue to submit ourselves to him, we continue to go from faith to faith, glory to glory. If you haven't ever experienced we talked about it a little bit today, when you get to that point where you hear the audible voice of God, some people have only heard him inwardly. They've never heard the audible place of God, but you got to imagine the kind of relationship Moses had with God at the time when Jesus Christ had not come on the scene. But at that time, he was following that pillow. I mean, come on, that cloud talking to him. And God was direct with Moses. He was direct. He would just tell him, I'm going to kill him. He said, oh, God, don't kill him, He was just direct with Moses. It wasn't like Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a prophet, and he had to, most prophets would get little bits and pieces in dreams. Ezekiel, what did you see? And Ezekiel said, well, I saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel, and but not with Moses. He told Moses directly what it was. It was like one-on-one. It was a beautiful thing. And so I just love that relationship that Moses had. So just as Moses met with God, and he had the M-E, and I love the M and E. One is the miracle to change heart, the M, and then the E is the experience, because we all experience God. That's what brought us to him. And so that M-E means me. It stands for me, your individual life, your individual story, your individual experience. But then you got to add the T. There goes your testimony. You got to tell it. Exact thing. Go back to my brother who had legion. Because of what Jesus had done, just like a dog and a cat, when you treat them good, they're going to keep coming back. That man said, I want to go with you. Like, he done cleaned them up. That man wanted to go back with Jesus. Jesus said, you must go back because you got to what? Tell it. But the T on met, I met God. You had your miracle. You done had your experience. Now you got to do the T thing. You got to tell it. And just as he has to tell it, we have to tell it. We got to share our testimony. And I'll say this. In sharing our testimony, the Spirit of the Lord said to tell you, stop editing your testimony. Stop editing your testimony. Stop editing your testimony. In other words, don't tell partial truths about your life because you're still concerned about how people are going to look at you and you preserving your reputation. Tell it. Nobody gets help when you tell a partial truth. Nobody. God doesn't get glory when you edit your testimony. Tell how low and how bad and how far down he had to reach. That was a song. If you got to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. If you got to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. If you have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up.
Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. I don't know about you, but he had to reach way down to pick me up. And I ain't going to lie, and I ain't trying to look pretty, and I don't care about a reputation. Oh, my God, picked me up. And I think about it so many times. I think about the bullet hole that was in the car, and they told me the next day, they said, yeah, this is where you were sitting. Look, this was the hole, the bullet hole, right? I said, what? I thought that was a firecracker I heard. That's because my head was messed up. I thought it was a firecracker. I heard a pop that night, but I didn't know it was a gun. So what I'm saying, if you got to reach way down, Jesus will pick. Now, when he pick you up, don't act like, don't be acting like you sucking on lemons and lime and you all that and a bag of chips. It's all in God. Come on, don't be looking down at nobody else. Remember, I can relate to you, my sister. I was out there looking for love in all the wrong place. I can relate to my sisters in so many aspects and areas in their lives. Come on in here. We got to stop editing our testimony. God said, I need you to tell it. I met God. Have you? Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth. I thank you, Lord God, for saving me, for keeping me. I thank you, Lord God, for moving in the lives of your people. I thank you, Lord God, that your word will continue to work. It is alive. It's anointed, Lord God. Work in the hearts and the minds and the souls of those that are here to hear, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they are not hearers only, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. My God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. I'm not going to make any remarks now. We're leaving the lines going to be open so that way anybody that has any desire for prayer, then we'll take remarks afterwards. But as this woman of God has spoken a word to our hearts today, no matter what the circumstances is, we know Jesus is in charge, and he wants us to be in a place that we trust and believe in and receive what he has for us so that we can be able to elevate and get to the next level to help others. Praise the Lord as we, Lord, if God be transformed ourselves. So anybody that have a desire for prayer for anything or anyone at this time, none other than Apostle Mitchell, praise God, she can be able to pray with you. And we're going to take those prayer requests now.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. This is Barbara. I do have a prayer request for my coworker's daughter-in-law. My coworker lost her son, her only child. And, of course, she lost her husband. And I was visiting her Friday, and she has to go back home and pack up all their clothes, all their stuff, and bring it, have it shipped back to South Carolina. Now, I'm just praying for strength for her to be able to do that. They had four young children, and he died suddenly. And also for my grandson, who's still incarcerated, that he would get out soon, and don't let that change him to something else.
What is do you have the name of the young lady who lost her husband?
Her name is Haji.
Haji?
Haji,
and your
Wood.
Grandson's name? Mm-hmm.
My grandson's name is Joshua Manning.
Joshua Manning?
Manning, yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and pray for him. Father, we just lift up Haji to you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, the one that's called alongside to abide, reside, guide, strengthen, and comfort her at this time, Father. We pray for her and her children. We pray for her, my sister's co-worker, Lord God, who's lost her son. I thank you, Lord God, that you comfort them and keep them at this time. I thank you, Lord God, as they go through the grieving process, that they won't grieve, Lord God, like one without hope, that they won't get stuck in the grieving process, that they'll be processed through all the stages and phases, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they'll continue to, it'll draw them closer. I thank you, Father, that you will put people into their lives, that you would bring those people into their lives that would help, Lord God, the wife, the widows. You know your heart is closed and drawn to the widows, Father. I thank you that your love is there. I thank you that your comfort is there, that you're comforting them. And I thank you, Father, Romans 8:28. I know it's not a good thing for them because they're going to miss them here on earth, Father, but I thank you that all things are working together for the good, and good's going to come out of it. And I thank you, Lord God, that they'll get to the place in their healing when they think about them, they're just going to think of the good memories that they hold. I thank you, Father, that grief will not hold her hostage, and grief won't hold the mother or the wife or children in hostage, Lord God, that they will move forward and be healthy mentally, emotionally, in every aspect of their lives. And we lift up Joshua to you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, we pray a prayer of protection over Joshua. I thank you, Lord God, that you keep Joshua. Just his name, Joshua, says a lot, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you keep Joshua. And I thank you that he won't change to anything that you don't want him to be, but that he will line up with the assignment for what you called him to be, Father. I thank you for the gifts that you place on the inside of him. I thank you, Lord God, that you would put him with great company, even behind bars, Lord God, put him with great company. I thank you, Lord God, that he'll know what sessions to go to. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will lead him and guide him in that place, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will use him, Lord God, that you can use him mightily, even in that place, Lord God. I thank you that you keep him, that you guard him. I thank you that your precious Holy Spirit is there to comfort his mom, Jehovah Shalom, that you would give her peace. Peace about Joshua being even in that place, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you would keep Joshua. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would show him favor. And his mom, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Who is next?
Amen. I'll give a prayer request, praise the Lord. Miss Pearl that's in the hospital, she had a bad car accident. The doctor said she had a broken back, so she's in excruciating pain. And then she mentioned to me that she also, they found out she had cancer. So she's got a lot. And I think she's in so much pain, it almost seemed like the enemy is just messing with her mind. So just keep Miss Pearl, just pray for Miss Pearl that God will bring her through this and give her a great outcome in Christ Jesus' name. And pray for our lost loved ones. Thank you very much, Apostle. God bless you.
Amen. We just lift up Miss Pearl to you, Father. We lift up Miss Pearl. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us supernatural strength and ability. And you take away the pain, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you move and allow her to experience and have encounters with you, even in the midst of all that she's going through, Father, that you allow her to have encounters with you. I thank you, Lord God, that her mind comes in alignment. And Lord God, for the assignment, we thank you, Lord God. We speak to her mind. We speak to her body. And we say, be made whole right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for Miss Pearl. We lift her up. We continue to keep her before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring people around that will support her and love on her at this time. I thank you that you give the doctors wisdom to know what steps to take and what choices and decisions to make at this time. I thank you, Father, that you're there with her and that she feel and sense your presence, because it's nothing about you, there's nothing like or nothing more important than your presence, Father. Your presence is heaven to us, and I thank you, Lord God, that it will be to her too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Is that all the prayer requests? Anyone else have a prayer request? Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
praise the Lord, everybody. I want prayer that the Lord take me deeper in him. I want to be all that God wants me to be as an intercessor of prayer. Mm. Lord, take me deeper in you, God. I ask for prayer for that. Y'all pray for me that I be everything that God will have me to be, because I want to be pleasing in his sight.
Ooh, that sounds so beautiful. Ooh, that sounds so beautiful. Like when you opened your mouth, it's like melody to my heart. It was so beautiful. What's your name?
Sure, everybody call me Rachel. My name is Lil Rachel.
Okay, I'll call you Rachel if it's okay. Father, we lift up Rachel. You heard the voice. You heard the cry of your daughter. She wants to go deeper in you. She want to know you more. She want to know you better. Remind you of our brother we just talked about. In other words, she don't want to stay in complacency. She don't want to stay in a stagnant place. She don't want to get in a place where she's familiar. You know, it's the same thing with our brother. He had all those experiences with you, but he didn't get familiar with the God of the experiences. And I thank you, Lord God, for our sister, that you bring her deep. Lord God, give a deeper revelation, Lord God. Use her like never before. I thank you, Lord God, for deeper intimacy, that she yield even more, Lord God, of herself to you, Lord God, completely sold out. When it's something sold out, there's no more you can find on the shelf. When it's sold out, there is nothing in her, Lord God, where the enemy would have any place, Lord God. I thank you that you keep her. I thank you that you keep her, Lord God, and that she walk according to your word and say, be quick to what? Listen. Slow to speak and slow to anger. You give it a wisdom to go along with the desire to go deeper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes, sister. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, he's going to take you deeper. He's going to take you deeper. He desires to take you deeper. And he say, and I see like, you know how you put your fingers over your mouth? Like, shh. There's some things you got to shh about. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Mhm. Yes, ma'am.
I received that. That's what he's been telling me. Mhm.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. No, I like to keep it moving and rolling. So, is that the last prayer request? We don't want to leave anybody out. Praise the Lord. If that's it, bless the Lord. Praise God for the power of His anointing tonight with this woman of God. Praise you, Jesus. And Father, we do thank you for her and ask you to continue to bless and restore the virtue back in. And thank you for the anointing and the flow and looking forward to the next glory to God part that she has for the future to bring to us. But God, right now, we bless you that our ears are open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We bless you for at this time, praise God, anyone that have, but we're trying to say Pastor Burton. I can't tell whether Pastor Bird came on tonight or not, but at least Pastor Burton, the apostle, would like for her, if she hadn't hung up, bless the Lord for to have our first remarks.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the woman of God. I tell you, woman, you preach out of your heart, and I thank the Lord for some of the last thing you said about how we need to open up and be honest about our testimony and tell it all instead of telling part of it and picking out. But I bless the Lord for all that you said. You said so much, and talking about Moses, and oh my God, it was just awesome. You did an awesome job, and I appreciate it. Thank the Lord that I was on the line to hear you. Amen.
I honor you, Apostle. I honor you, Apostle. I do. I honor you. One day I'd love to get to hug your neck and give you a kiss on the cheek. Mwah! I honor you. I honor you.
Well,
I honor you in the spirit.
Praise be to the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. I pray, God, that all of y'all on this line can come on my 30th anniversary. I'm going to let everybody know when Hubbard going to pass it on. And I pray, God, all of y'all can come and I can see you in person, too. Bless God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would love to.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Now, praise God. From Mother Alexander, anyone else after that, I can't tell whether Pastor Bird was on tonight because he had a new number. But if she didn't make it tonight, is Prophetess Benjamin there or Pastor Daney? Okay, neither one of those pastors and prophet on. All right, praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, anyone else that wants to share what God has placed on them, we're going to do this quickly. Praise God, because it was so much that God moved and blessed, and I know you have something to say. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Apostle Michelle. I enjoy the word. Thank God for you, baby, and I ask God to continue to let you go higher and higher in Him, because one thing you say there that I just had to put a smile on my face. It's when you, the promises of God are sure. Know who you are in Christ. You know the Lord. Because when Satan answered, he said, the Most High. And we need to know when we talk recognize the power that God is and in our life. Know him. Know that when you open your mouth, you know who you're talking about. So I was enjoying everything you said. Please continue to grow in higher and higher. Amen.
Amen, sis. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle Mitchell. I enjoyed that message. When you got on this train, praise God, you better be riding. Hallelujah. You better not slow down. Hallelujah. But I thank and praise God for a beautiful message. Praise God. I loved everything that you brought out. Praise God. I put a little note. Praise God. You better be have faith in God, trust and believe. Praise God. And you said something about when Jesus said, let's go over to the other side, that you got to keep moving. And you move, praise God. When the word of God say something to you, you got to move in faith, praise God. And I put a little question down, what you going to do? Since Jesus, praise God, you said he pushed through the storm to get to that man that needed some serious deliverance. Hello, somebody. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that, and I put a question mark, what are you going to do when the storms, and I underline when the storms come, praise God. And as Sister Alexander just said, you better know who you are as a child of God. Glory be to God. And I say, know what God's word said, praise God. And as you say, keep moving, but move by faith. So I thank and praise God for that, praise God. I like that. I think you mentioned, you said you met God, and I could tell you have met God, glory be to God. And he's not only saved your life many times, he saved all of our lives. I know he saved my life, and like he said, you don't even know how many times he saved your life, and you did not, you were not aware of it, praise God, but he did, because he loves us so much. And God is that one, I want his presence. I put a note, I want the presence of God with me everywhere I go, because his presence will make the difference in your life, and it also makes the difference in someone else's life. So I thank and praise God for you, woman of God. I have somebody say, spent time with Jesus. I can tell you've met the Lord, and I thank and praise God for your powerful word of God that you gave, and I'm going to try to take a lesson of saying what I need to say and then shut up in Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God. I appreciate you. Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
Yes. And last thing I want to say, you have the power of God resting on you. You know how I could tell? Because you have joy. Hallelujah. That's how you can tell if the power of God rests upon you, if you have joy. So I thank and praise God for the joy that you have. You have the power of God resting on your life. You already know. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say this right quick. When God told me that today and I was sharing with my parishioners, I was like, I told them about three different times when I could have been dead. I gave them three short testimonies. And so then when the other brother was ministering and sharing something, God had brought back three other times. And so then after it was over, I said, God showed me three other times when I could have been dead. And then guess what? He's so awesome. After I thought about those three times, I said, oh, yeah. It was like, boom, boom, boom. He just showed them to me. And then I was like, oh, yeah. That's... And guess what God said? Then God said, and that's just the ones you know about. And in other words, there are times when there were times that we don't even know that God interrupted the enemy and stopped him from destroying us. Our God is awesome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wonderful. Yes, bless God.
Yes. Praise the Lord, Pat. Was there someone else on there? Praise the Lord, Pastor Mitchell. Prophet Mitchell. I just thank God for you. I was just listening. Writing down a couple of things. First, that song that came on, Falling in Love with Jesus. And I love that. And then I was looking at the part where Sister Willie was saying about how you met God. And then I was also looking at the part. This is really what comes to me when you were saying about the scripture. I forgot what scripture it was, but it said when they launched out and then began, they moved out. to keep, you have to keep moving. So that was letting me know, like, sometimes, like, when God speak to us to do a thing, he speak to us, and we have to have that ear to hear that it's him speaking to us, that we have to not sit there, but we have to move out. We have to move quickly to, because if we don't move quickly,
amen,
to do what he has to do, then we'll miss it. Because when he speak to us right then, he wants us to do that thing right then, not wait till 2 hours later, because the anointing is on it.
Amen.
The anointing is on it right then when he speak to us to do a thing. So I just thank God for it. There was a lot more that I had read a little bit things, but I just enjoy you so much, and I pray that God continue to bless you because it was so good. I thank God for your word, the word. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, and we'll give honor to God tonight for such a mighty, powerful word. We thank you for coming and sharing that with you. Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm just saying your name, Pastor Sims.
Okay. We appreciate that so much. And it was just so many, many gold nuggets in it. In fact, I won't try to go over all of them, but one of them I would like to say that impacted me was when you said, you know, push forward. Just don't be satisfied. Want to go deeper into the things of God. So we praise the Lord for you stopping by tonight and blessing this prayer line. And we ask God to continue to bless you, and you just live long and prosper in the kingdom way. Thank you so very much.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I bless the Lord. Praise God. It's just been wonderful. I'm not going to take it much time because I have you have a special place in my heart from the time I met you in, over there in Tulsa when I was over there for those 15 months with my daughter. But I bless God for the word tonight, and I appreciate God blessing you. This is your schedules and how God bless you in the word and how dedicated you are to ministry, that even when we talked about a few weeks back about a future date and Mother Alexander wasn't able to do it this week, and I shared that with you, and then availability, you were able to do it. I'm like nobody but God at such notice within, the week. And to hear God moving through you today is just a blessing. I always enjoyed you from the first time, even being at service over there with you. It's my former hairdresser as well while I was in Tulsa. I thank God we had some awesome, wonderful times talking about the goodness of the Lord and the power of the anointing through the ministry of what God is blessing you. And truly my heart burned with the word tonight. I'm telling you, it's almost like you stopped on a dime. Could have been some more, but you have to do it the way God said, when he's saying, how he's saying, the power of the anointing is flowing through you. And I thank God for all the remarks and accolades that went forth. And truly these women of God that I know that have spoken, they speak truth, they speak glory to God, they stand on the word and the anointing. So with the impact that God has through just witnessing what God did through you tonight, I praise God for your obedience and submission and that joy, no matter how full your day is or how busy or how tired you are. It's hard to tell from all these years that I met you, Sony, to tell, glory to God, that you're that way, not less than you just really get hard to detect, because the joy and the excitement about Jesus that's on the inside and about that word and delivering, it just explodes. We say the spirit is willing, the flesh weak. Boy, I'm telling you, you shift over really beautiful in the spirit. So I just thank God for you. Pray you continue to be blessed and to be encouraged and continue to desire more of him as he continue to pull you up and cause you to explode with that word and the anointing. But the life you live make all the difference. That's the reason why that anointing can flow the way it does. So I praise God for you. Not saying that you don't have challenges, just like the next person, but what you do with it in that relationship makes all the difference. Praise the Lord, and our trust and our faith in the Lord and being obedient to him, and let him manifest the more, like that hunger you talked about with Moses, and the kind that we are supposed to have more and more of the Lord. Glory to God of Jesus Christ. So I praise God for you, my dear. I love it. It was a wonderful. Praise God. Is there anybody else to make sure all these lines were open, that I didn't miss anybody? Praise God.
Yes, I'm just talking away, and my mute.
Oh, you're on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a couple more people came on. Let me open this line. Praise God. Pastor Danny, praise the Lord. Apostle?
Yes, yes, yes. I thank you for inviting me tonight. Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. I look forward to hearing her again. I mean, oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. You really I enjoy that message coming from you, and you really preached it with the anointing, with joy, and oh, my goodness. But anyway, it's my first time hearing you, and I just like what you said about the disciples didn't even know who Jesus was, but that demon did. But that's how it is sometimes, you know. That's how it is. We don't know who we are in Christ. We don't know who we really are and whose we are, and we got it going on and don't even know it. So I just
thank God. That was one of the points. Thank you, Pastor Daly. That was one of the points, too, that I was supposed to try to remember. But that was so powerful, too, when she said that. Oh, yes, indeed. I'm 100% in agreement with you with that. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, Pastor, you know that you got to come back very soon, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I love you guys. I can't wait. We'll connect again soon. Yeah, I wanna share with you guys. We're going to talk about that Shunammite woman next time, okay?
Amen. Praise God. And this is another dynamic woman of God, too, Pastor Apostle Danny, too. Praise God with prayer and also the word, too, as well. Bless God. But I'm glad that this finally opened back up the line. And I look back, two more people must have popped on a little late, too, as well. But not saying that you were late, but that last one, when I stopped that writing, I didn't go back down and open the lines, because sometimes I'll be taking notes even when people are talking, too, as well, with the remarks. But in the meantime, there are two more lines open up. That's 1978 and 35-29. Anyone else have a remark before we go over and give it over to the pastor for her remarks? Anyone else? Well, praise God. Bless the Lord.
Yeah,
and this time,
I pray God when she get on again that you let me know in time again.
Yes, ma'am. Apostle Burton, okay, yes, ma'am, I certainly will. Oh, praise the Lord.
Powerful.
I bless the Lord, Pastor. Amen. And thank you for them accepting the invitation. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Apostle Pastor Charlotte Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for her to come in her own way with her remarks as well.
Yeah, I wanted to say, Pastor Danny, you're right. We got it going on and don't know just how much. I love that. It's really true. I mean, when it's all said and done, I mean, we're going to look back and we're going to say, well, you mean to tell me all the power and all of the potential that was in us that we hadn't executed? That's why I preach so hard, because I'm like, God, between that dash, you know, we have a dash, the day in which we born and the day in which we die. And that dash represents what we do with our lives. So in that dash, you want to make sure when I die empty. And I want to see all of you die empty and having fulfilled all that God has placed on the inside. He said, I gave you gifts, and those gifts will make room for you. And so I just desire to see everybody, see us manifest and do all that God. I mean, push back the forces of darkness. Deal with old Slewfoot Satan. He got a loud bark but don't have no teeth in his mouth. We got to know it, you know, and I just love God. I love people. I love you guys, and I love the opportunity to open my mouth. And I said, even if I was sinking in quicksand, while I'm going down, I'm going to still be saying, Jesus, you know, you'd be bubbling down. I'm going to say, Jesus, you hear me? When I can't say it, I'm going to learn sign language. If I can't do it in sign language, I'm going to write it down. I mean, I have decided to follow Jesus, and it's no turning back, no turning back.
Thank you guys so much
for coming in today, and God bless you. God love you. God keep you. I love you, too. I'm Pastor Charlotte Mitchell, sometimes better known as Zoe, which is the God kind of life on all social media platforms. And we're praying 12 to 1 Central Standard Time every day, Monday through Friday. We're praying intercessory. We're doing intercessory prayer Monday through Friday. So That's something else we do. So if you guys are free, Central Standard Time, you guys can join us. And the apostle would have the information if any of you guys are interested. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Praise
and apostle, I got to say this to you, apostle. I honor you, woman of God. I love you and I appreciate you. And like you said, the moment we met and we connected, it's like we connected. You know how you put a chain link, or like when you was a kid, you put these links and you link it together and it clicked? We clicked. Like the minute I met her, we clicked. And I thank God that when she moved away, it was like one of the saddest days. I said, you got to go. And I thank God that God, once God put divine connections and God knows how to do it. He'll divinely connect you to the right people at the right time. Come on, y'all remember Philip. He know how to make those divine connections. And I thank
God.
God, you know, I'm about to preach. I thank God for the divine connection with you, sis. I love you and respect you, honor you. You feel like a mother to me. I like to just, like, leave. When she start praying, y'all done had it. When she prayed for you, I just want to lay there. She probably saying, why are you not saying? I got to say this about me, y'all. When she prayed for me, I don't say anything. And I know when y'all pray together, y'all probably be saying, praying in tongues, and y'all probably be like, amen, and saying all that. I just lay that quiet. She be looking. See, I know she on the other end like, this woman is quiet. Because I snuggle up in her prayers. It's like, you know, when you pray and you fighting demons and you doing this, you know, you don't have nobody. You snuggle up. So she my little snuggle up buddy. I just sit there and let her pray. I say, I just enjoy hearing her pray. So I just bless God for you. That's just me being transparent, y'all. That's another thing God wants us to be, transparent and real. I love you guys.
Praise God. I love you. Oh, praise God. I do love it. I tell you, if you're talking about a praying woman, oh, my God, yes, she is. And praise God, anybody that do desire, because I do pray with them sometimes during the week, too, as well. And even Pastor Burton, too, because they've come on a Tuesday. Praise God, New Hope. But in the meantime, bless the Lord. We thank God for Pastor. Like I said, if you desire, you just let me know, and I'll give you the information. But I praise God again for you tonight, and I thank God for restoring the virtue, and I thank God for the excitement in you that even just like, you know, contagious. It's fired up. Anybody that loves Jesus and excited about his word and him, oh, my God, get around people like you, and you can't help it, and it just causes you to want more of him because of what comes out of you, his word. So I thank God for you, and there's some anointed people that be on this line here, and these pastors and prophets and these evangelists, and I thank God for the faithfulness even in this going. We're in our eighth year. I'm like going into it. We're already in our eighth year. But in the meantime, and thank God, nobody but God is doing this. So no big eyes and little U's and all that, just an anointing to follow Christ. But at this time, I thank God again for those, glory to God, that came on tonight. We're going to have our prayer at 7 o'clock tomorrow, as usual. And we look forward to those that will join us. And if there is nothing else, oh, yes, we have a confirmed date for the four-day revival of the young people of evangelist Ely Carmelita, Pastor Dana's daughter. I'm waiting to hear back from her, Tasha. Glory to God. These were the ladies that were supposed to speak in October last year for the revival, but so many other things occurred so much in all of our lives last year. It didn't come to pass, but God has blessed us. Say May 4th through the 7th, we'll have that four-day revival. As I said, evangelist Ely Carmelita, prophetess Anum, Alicia, Pastor Benjamin's daughter, evangelist Lauren Benjamin, and we're waiting to hear the confirmation for Sister Evangelist, well, she's a young woman, prophetess, Tasha Clifton, Pastor Apostle Danny's daughter. So once we can get that confirmation, praise the Lord, we pray that she can come on board. If not, we still have to go down to three, but I'm praying the Lord bless her. She will leave it as the Lord has spoken, but I know she got to hear from God for herself, too, as well, and her pastor about the evangelist Ely would do on that Thursday. She's already confirmed she had, because they got to go out of town. She'll do that Thursday. Prophetess Anum said she would do that Saturday. And evangelist Lauren said that she'll do that that Friday night. And so now we just have Sunday open for Sister Tasha to confirm. So in the meantime, hopefully we'll be hearing back from her soon. And I will be giving them the theme, and we'll have a theme for overall theme, but each one will have their topic under the theme.
So in the meantime, we'll get back with that once we confirm everything. So those of you are invited with the same number, and it's May 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So that's Thursday through Sunday of 2023. And so we're looking forward to that. The Lord said the saints will keep those things in prayer, and periodically closer to that time, we'll probably do like a half a day fast for that revival for them as the Lord bless and bring them through, keep them covered under the blood as well and all of our devices. And let it go through the phone tonight. So I don't know what this craziness with the laptop went down and the what's the name of the little computer went down. So I have no idea, nothing but a trick of the enemy. But as I said, I believe it was going to be dynamic and great. And God proved himself and he didn't allow nothing to hold it up. So I will celebrate him every time he do it. Amen. So in the meantime, keep those things in mind and keep us in prayer. And also with the prayer warriors, we're still believing the gathering of the eagles for to have that time that we're going to talk and find out what days we will be able to have meeting up in Charlotte for to do the prayer and lunch and so forth sometime this summer. So we'll get it together very soon. And he keep giving it to me over and over. I keep hearing the gathering of the eagles for that time of prayer. We didn't get to do it through the time of the pandemic when we thought we was coming pretty close. The furthest person got to go out. Oh, he wasn't online tonight and missed this. Brother Black, I forgot to check. Oh, well, praise God. But anyway, he's out in Connecticut. Other ones are like anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. And so we're the best to meet right here in the center place of Charlotte, North Carolina. But in the meantime, we love you. If there is no other remarks or any other information, we celebrate Pastor Burton's, Apostle Burton's, glory to God, 30th anniversary. That'll be in June, either 9th or 10th. That's the projected date right now, I think it is, or 11th. But anyway, they'll be confirmed, you know, very soon of that date. Bless the Lord for 30 years. And I'm telling you, she's, I have to give it to this. I've known her 41 of those, going on 42. Praise the Lord through the military. But anyway, definitely, all of us growing in grace in Christ. But that woman is still the same powerful anointing, just growing in the Lord, and a prayer warrior too. And God's gift, glory to God, in her being able to bring the body together. And young people, she's had such a heart for, as well as the body. But she, let's start with that. But in the meantime, we thank God. You all pray for her, the ones that can come and cannot. Well, you always can pray and keep covering and blessings that way in the name of Jesus. So we'll look forward to speaking with you all at a later date. And in the meantime, we're looking forward to tomorrow. The Lord say the same, life lasts, and be in fellowship, glory to God, with prayer in Jesus' name, standing on the word. Bless God. We love you. We want to say good night. Thank God again for the word tonight and the woman of God that brought it and all you that had ears to hear and listen and all, glory to God, those that took time to make remarks and the other ones that did hear the word and whatever. What makes most important that we do as God has blessed and be encouraged from it, whether we respond to in a verbal, just, you know, giving accolades or not, but the main thing is what we receive and what we do with what we receive make all the difference. So thank you very much, and we love you. Shalom, shalom, and thank you, Pastor Charlotte.
Shalom. Amen and shalom.
Shalom, shalom. We love you. Good night. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.